For McCunn Specialty Firearms, this is Chris Parks, joined as always by Cassidy, Adair County Conservation Officer Grant Jelly, with another week of the Conservation Report. Good morning to you, Grant.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Well, we finally moved into, further into the spring season, and we're actually starting to get to some of those outdoor activities that are available to folks now. And one of those big events that we were talking about last time we spoke with everyone was the youth turkey season, which has already come upon us there, and some folks had some fun with that, and now we'll be moving on into more turkey seasons here now down the road.
Yeah, so, you know, one of my favorite seasons is the youth turkey season for residents here in Iowa, and that was the three-day season that we had last weekend, and it kind of seems to be the trend here lately. We got basically one really good day of weather for the kiddos. Saturday it was cold, but there was no wind, but we've basically just been fighting the winds ever since. But, we did see a lot of pictures, posted on Facebook and Instagram of really, successful hunters. A lot of first time, turkeys were harvested, which is always great to see. It's a really neat experience to get to see someone, you know, experience the outdoors for the first time, and just to watch their faces as they see a turkey up close is always really neat to see. But then when they're, you know, lucky enough to harvest a bird, it's just really kind of the icing on the cake, if you will. And hopefully people have really good experiences, and they have mentors that kind of focus on the hunt and the hunter's enjoyment, because that kind of sets the stage for how they're going to be, you know, hooked, if you will, for years and years to come. And, you know, it's not always about killing a turkey. There's a lot of really neat things that go on in the woods this time of year, a lot of, you know, neat bird activity or deer or you name it. You never know what you're going to see out there. And that's part of being a hunter, is just, you know, getting away, enjoying the outdoors, and when you get a good day of weather, you really should take advantage of it, because it looks like we're kind of in for a long haul with these below average, cool, windy temperatures here this spring, unfortunately.
Yeah, it certainly has played out that way here so far, and it does look like, as you mentioned in the near-term forecast, that that's going to kind of stay the case. Now, you, of course, advocated on the program here, the folks, if they did have a youth hunter that they were going to take out to get that tag for youth season, because maybe they missed out on that one good day of weather, they still have the opportunity to use that later down the road.
They do, and so that's one of the neat things about our youth seasons, is typically if the hunter is not successful during the youth portion, that tag is able to be used on any of the remaining seasons in the spring season. So that's why it's so important, and we always stress to buy that youth tag, because then you've got a lot of options. You know, even if, you know, you didn't have a good day of weather-wise during that youth portion, we're going to get some good days here for the rest of the season, and we've got a good portion of it left. So, you know, hold out, wait till you get that perfect weather. The birds, from my observations, are still, and sometimes are kind of in a winter pattern where they tend to be in really big flocks. And, you know, the hens are kind of interested, but they're not really totally committed to nesting and that sort of thing just yet. So there's a lot of life left in the season. Adult hunters are having some success. We've started our second season now. This is truly our first weekend of the spring season here in Iowa, so we're in our second season, and then Wednesday we open up the third season, and then that'll follow by the longer fourth season. So you got a lot of options, and just wanted to remind people that one of the things that we sometimes see is people obviously realize that they have to have a spring turkey tag for one of the four seasons, but then as a hunter over the age of 16 years old, you also have to have a hunting license and a habitat fee, unless you're exempt by being a landowner or tenant. So one of the things that we sometimes see is people realize they need to get that hunting license, but then they forget to purchase that habitat fee. And so make sure that you have both of those. Make sure that your hunting license or fishing license, for that matter, if you have purchased a multi-year license, make sure that that license hasn't expired, which sometimes tends to happen when you have those three-year licenses. You kind of get to that third year, and you may have slipped your mind on when you bought it, or if, is this my last year of it, or do I have another? So always get that license out and check it. But that habitat one is one that we really see overlooked sometimes. And people often ask, well, why don't you buy, or why don't you, they sell those as a combination, or why is it that mandatory when you buy a hunting license that it automatically sells you a habitat fee? And the answer to that is, when you turn 65 years old and you're an Iowa resident, you're no longer required to have that habitat fee. So that is the reason why, you know, it sometimes isn't sold as that combo. And it's ultimately our responsibility as hunters and fishermen to know what licenses we need. And if we're not sure of, then we pick up the phone and we give, you know, someone with a DNR a call, and we try to figure it out and let us know which licenses we need to be properly licensed. So don't hesitate to call if you ever have questions or are unsure about what makes you legal as a hunter.
Yeah, those are some good reminders. And I know we get to this time of year as well. Folks start to get a little bit anxious just to get out there and enjoy the outdoors in a number of different ways. And I guess one of those other activities that will probably start to be popular here pretty soon once we start to get the ground to warm up a little bit is folks getting out and maybe doing a little bit of mushroom hunting as well. And sometimes those worlds can collide with the turkey season and the mushroom hunting season, and kind of some of the same areas, of course, can be good for both of those types of things. So I guess a good reminder just to make sure you're wearing the right stuff when you're out there in the woods and being safe in that regard as well.
Yeah, most definitely. That's a great reminder, and I'm glad you brought it up. So we always kind of preach to turkey hunters, but this goes for all people, whether they're mushroom hunters, hikers, you know, just people out surveying the woods. Make sure that you're not wearing colors that are commonly associated with a male turkey. So don't wear your blacks, your blues, your whites, your reds. Those are things that can be found on the coloration of the turkey this time of the year. So make sure that you never, ever are wearing those. Secondly, if you are someone who is a mushroom hunter, and let's say you go and you enjoy public lands, it's certainly your right to use or enjoy those lands just like hunters do, but I just ask that you be smart about it. So don't get out there at 7:30 on a Saturday morning and want to go turkey hunting. I'm sorry, want to go mushroom hunting, because you're more than likely going to run into a turkey hunter on a public piece of land here in Iowa. Maybe wait till, you know, lunchtime, right after lunch. If you're going to be out there in the woods, throw on some blaze orange. Even though it's not legally required, it's a great idea to keep yourself safe. So those are just some pointers that you can use to keep an unfortunate incident from occurring. And it should never happen, but to lessen our chances of being put in that situation are always, you know, kind of a good way of protecting ourselves from those things to come. So just follow that advice, and hopefully everybody has a safe remaining spring.
Yeah, and that doesn't hurt to you to do a couple extra things to make sure that everybody's safe. So hopefully folks follow that advice. One other thing, of course, that starts to heat up, too, is folks getting a line in the water, and we're starting to see a little bit of success there. You said before we got started here that some folks are starting to have some crappie success out there at Lake Anita, and that's always a fun thing this time of year.
It is. So typically when the water starts to warm, the crappie will move up into what they call the pontoon arm there, and it's kind of the first portion of the lake that you see when you come into Lake Anita. And you know, obviously it's more of a confined area, shallower water, and those crappie tend to move up into those spots because the sun warms them before it does the main body of the lake. So been seeing people when the weather's nice, which we haven't seen a whole lot of that lately, but on days where there's not 100 miles an hour wind and you got some sun, people are starting to catch some crappie. They're using everything from minnows to small hair jigs, tube jigs, things like that, and just kind of put it below a slip bobber and let it kind of float out there. And you know, it's a great place to take kids because the action when they're biting can be pretty fast. So it's a good way to keep kids entertained. And if you go out there and, you know, you fish for a half hour and you don't have any bites, probably a good day to pack it up and try somewhere else or try something different. So when the fishing can be good, it can be a good place to get all sorts of people out there and enjoy the fun. And it'll be shoulder to shoulder at times when they're really moving in there.
Yeah, it gets pretty popular. It's also, of course, a good reminder to make sure that you've got all those things up to date. It's that time of year when you want to pull out those fishing licenses and also take a look and make sure that you're up to date. And, well, of course, if you're getting ready to get out in a boat, to check over everything you need to have in that vessel before you hit the water. And it's just that time of year, kind of go over that checklist a little bit.
It is, and this is a new registration year for us here on boats, so make sure that you're going over all your paperwork and you're getting your boats renewed before you hit the water. Another great opportunity to go and look at your fire extinguisher. Make sure that it is functional. Make sure that you have enough life jackets on board for everybody that might be on your boat. You know, great time to get out there and make sure that your motor runs. I don't know how many times each year we see that people dump their boat into a lake and the wind kicks up. And before you know it, they've drifted across the lake, and they don't have any way of starting the boat, and they got to get a tow into shore. So make sure that once you're doing a motor once over, that you're going over all your required safety equipment as well, and just kind of go through the checklist, and hope everybody has a safe boating season from here on out.
Certainly. And there are some of other events outdoors that are starting to fire up as well. One that's coming up pretty soon here that I wanted to mention again was over at Lake Anita. They're going to be conducting a little Earth Day celebration. They'll be making some pollinator seed balls that day on April 24th from 1 to 3 at the campground playground, if you want to stop by that. Laura Canning here in Cass County has got a wildflower walk coming up at Pellet Woods on April 30th at 9 a.m., and she's also still got that native plant sale going on. Those orders are due on April 29th, so a few things outdoors to think about, too, if you just want to get out and enjoy the great outdoors a little bit. That's some pretty good information for you here this week once again. Grant, we appreciate you talking with us again.
All right, and again, if anybody has any questions about what they may need or any thoughts or concerns, we would love to hear from you.
All right, that's Grant Jelly, the Cass and Adair County Conservation Officer. I'm Chris Parks. Thanks to McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina for bringing you another week of the Conservation Report.